1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's great to check in with Artistic Director Mark Fuhrer with Stratford Summer Music. The season almost upon us. Good morning, Mark.
Jamie Caudill.
Wasn't sure if you were going to do that or not, but glad you did. Mark, it's great to be chatting once again. Stratford Summer Music, my gosh, the season is almost upon us. It kicks off this Thursday, Mark.
Yes, I know. And, you know, opening night and our closing night, traditionally, as many people will know, those are our biggest events. And so we're ready to go, but we're chomping at the bit to get started.
Okay.
We've got a great show on Thursday with a huge cast of characters, everyone from a string quartet from Gatineau, Quebec, to a Nuvialuit soprano from Newfoundland and Labrador. Just everybody under the sun is going to be in this one. It's the kitchen sink plus, as it were.
I love it. And it's described as kind of a musical journey about the things we love the most, family, friends, and the planet we call Earth.
That's right. Well, the central piece actually has the name of the concert, which is called Affairs of the Heart. And it's by a composer named Marian Mazetich, who I spoke with a few days ago. He lives in Kingston. It has it's famous for a variety of reasons, this particular piece. But it's most famous, I guess, because of all Canadian composers in the last 50 or 60 years, this particular piece has made its way around the world more than any other. So this will be a Stratford premiere, The Affairs of the Heart. And when I knew that I wanted to put that particular piece on the program, then I decided I would create the rest of the show to do exactly what you just said, which is to take stock of where we are now in our collective journey on this planet, which is basically to reset after COVID and for us to really take stock of what we care about.
Exactly. And it's hosted by Tom Allen, and it looks like Tom Allen's going to be busy with you for Stratford Summer Music again this season.
Yes, I'm thrilled to have him back. Obviously, like yourself, a radio personality that many people know and love, and he'll be with us as host on opening night. He's also bringing his own show called Long Walk Through the Snow, which features, amongst other people, myself, Joseph Phillips on bass, Lori Gemmel on harp, Deantha Edmonds singing, and Michael Casehammer on piano.
Okay. Now, again, we always ask you, you know, what to spotlight with the upcoming season, but I understand a very special string quartet is going to be performing that we should spotlight.
Well, in fact, it's how can I put this? There are ways in which I believe... I think the ways in which I believe music serves us the best is when it really gets us closer to each other. And so there are quartets that are capable of doing that, and then there are pieces of music that are able to do that, one of which you're referring to here is Quartet for the End of Time, which is about it's a particular piece that's about a man who was living in a World War II camp, and yet at the same time decided to write a piece of music, and the soldiers at the German war camp allowed him to write this piece of music, and instead of writing something dark and horrible about the war, he decided to write something joyous about his beliefs in the world and his beliefs in the afterlife. So that's Quartet for the End of Time, which is a really special event.
Okay, so much happening with Stratford Summer Music. And what's this get-together happening at Factory 163 with the topic of chocolate? What's this all about?
Oh, yes. Okay, so the Ensemble Caprice, they are a world-famous group coming in, joining us from Montreal. This is their first time joining us at SSM. And they have a program that they've been touring around the world the last couple of years, called Sweet Chocolate. And I thought, okay, well, if I'm going to bring Ensemble Caprice and I'm going to bring them to Stratford, why not call up our friends at Rio Thompson Candies and see if we can do some kind of collaborative effort? So at that performance at Factory 163, we're going to be seeing a little curated box from our friends at Rio Thompson of special chocolates that will connect for everybody who buys a ticket. Everyone gets this at the door. And it will connect closely to what's happening on the stage, and the musicians will describe the music, the story of how cacao, the ingredient cacao, came from South America and traveled to Western Europe, and the big changes that occurred in society as a result. And every flavor profile will be discussed as we then open up these chocolate boxes gloriously and try them one at a time, collectively, through the concert.
There you go. And it's such a variety of music for this season. Can you tell us a little bit about the Otto Rickshaw String Quartet? This sounds fascinating.
Okay, so Otto Rickshaw on July 23rd with Penderecki String Quartet from Waterloo. They teach at Wilfrid Laurier, their world-famous group here in our own backyard. Otto Rickshaw is no stranger to SSM. They've played here in the past, although I believe only on the barge. This will be the first time they've done a ticketed event, I believe. And they are also a world-famous group, focusing their talents in the world of North Indian Raga. So the two groups are coming together to do something quite special for us at Avondale, which they've done before, and this is an expanded version of this concept that they've played with in the past. It will have everything from what people consider to be classical music to Neil Young to, who am I forgetting here? Oh, Leonard Cohen. I mean, basically, they're mixing and matching styles from the East and the West in a way that you'll only hear in that one performance.
Oh, my goodness. And let's spotlight jazz once again for Stratford Summer Music. Lots of jazz shows.
Well, as you know, I'm a huge jazz fan, and our signature series at Revival, most of which is sold out. So if your listeners are wondering, oh, can I go see one of the shows at Revival, I highly recommend getting on that right away because most of those tickets are gone now. Every Friday night during the festival, we have outstanding jazz musicians, including Michael Kaysammer on the first Friday night, Stephen Prutzman coming in from San Francisco for our second. He's a return artist we had a few years ago. Then our Canadian All-Stars, which is literally a pan-Canadian group from Vancouver, Hamilton, Montreal, and St. John's, Newfoundland. They only perform as a quartet here at Stratford Summer Music once a year. That's our All-Star group. And then finishing up with Lila Bialy, which I also believe she might be sold out as well. But I do think if anyone here is a big jazz fan, make your way to our website as quick as you can. And if you can't get one of those Revival shows, our closing concert this season is the world-famous John Pizzarelli, who, if you're at all a fan of the American Songbook, you know who that is. Tickets are selling really quickly for that one, and there are not many left, so again, I suggest people get on that right away.
Yeah, that's going to be a huge one for sure. And great to see World in a Weekend back, this collaboration with SpringWorks Stratford. What a great idea.
Yes, we started that last year, as you know, and it was a big hit. We had thousands of people coming through our events that weekend, so we thought we'd try this again. And, of course, the people at SpringWorks, BugWorks, are awesome. I love them. Eileen is amazing. I feel like it was a synergy meant to happen. We just happened to tap into it at the right time. And it was something that we designed, actually, with COVID in mind originally, because it was a way to get people outdoors and to not be inside. And so we are continuing with that. We do have indoor events during World in a Weekend, but the vast majority of them are outside for kids of all ages to enjoy.
Very good. And, of course, everybody's asking, is barge music back?
Of course. of course. It wouldn't be SSM without barge. That's half of our production right there. And all of those, of course, are free events for the public. So starting this Friday, you'll be able to see local hero Mark McIntosh take the barge for the second time. He was with us about 4 or 5 years ago. He's recently retired from his position as a very famous music teacher here in the area. We've got everything on the barge. I mean, I can't possibly make it in 1 hour's time through all the acts that we have on the barge, but it's a huge display of talent. And, of course, all free for people on Fridays, twice on Saturdays, and twice on Sundays.
It is such a wonderful part of our summer. Absolutely amazing. Stratford Summer Music is July 20th through to August 13th. Mark, before we let you go, anything else you want to spotlight or mention, maybe something we haven't covered?
Well, I will say that there are two very special people coming to make their Stratford debut. Marika Bornacki, who's a world-famous pianist, and her husband, Julian Schwartz, who's a world-famous cellist. Marika is famous for a variety of different reasons. She was originally born in Quebec, and there's a film about her, a documentary called I Am Not a Rock Star, which is basically profiling how she became a bit of a rock star on the classical piano for many years. And her husband, Julian, I got to know maybe starting 5 or 6 years ago with a variety of different string-related projects south of the border. And they're a really cute couple who, the story is that Julian told Marika when they were 16 years old, I want to marry you. And she basically, you know, brushed him off. But he was serious, and he waited and he waited and waited. And then finally, in their late 20s, they tied the knot. And it's a story of patience and a story of a long journey to love.
Fantastic. Stratford Summer Music, Artistic Director Mark Fuhrer. There is so much going on, but you got to get your tickets for the ticketed events. StratfordSummerMusic.ca is the website with all of the information. Mark, again, thank you to you and your team for always putting on an amazing summer showcase for us with Stratford Summer Music. Looking forward to another great season.
Thank you, Jamie. Always a pleasure to chat.